Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
The guest for this week's edition of the Inside Jag Nation podcast is senior linebacker Roman Buchanan from the football team. Roman, I'd like to thank you for taking the time with us this afternoon on the first day of practice to join us.
Thanks for having me.
First off, it was revealed last night, and you found out in a team meeting that this fall you're going to wear a different jersey number this year. You've been bestowed the honor of wearing number 5, and it's a tradition in this program going back to almost the start in honoring Anthony Mostella. What was your reaction when you found out, and what does it mean to you to earn this honor?
When I found out at first, I was kind of emotional. Like, I'm glad Coach Jones asked me to talk or anything like that, because it's a very big deal to me. I take it very seriously. When I first got here, two or three seniors took me to their house, actually, and we grilled out and stuff, and they told me all about it, and they told me what happened, and what was the true meaning behind the jersey and what type of guy he really was. So it's a huge honor, and it's a big deal to me that you know, Coach Jones and the coaches think that much of me.
Was it something you thought about this summer, this spring, after your junior year, or was it something that, since it's out of your control, you didn't worry about it?
I just try to do the right thing, and, you know, since I've been a freshman here and I never really thought about it, I always thought it'd be cool, you know, to, I guess, have it, you know. But I've not really thought about it, but it happened, and, I mean, I'm honored. I'm very honored, and I'm going to take advantage of my opportunities here and honor, you know, his legacy by doing my best this year.
So last fall you were a team captain as a junior, and that was a first in program history. And, you know, in the middle of the season, the team played some good ball, was in a position, but ultimately came up one game short of being eligible for a bowl. And as a leader, being around in all the meetings in the locker room, when you look back on last year, you know, how do you view it? Like, what do you see? You feel like you guys left everything on the table and it just didn't happen? Or how do you evaluate the year?
I think that there were times that, you know, at the beginning of the season, you know, everybody's optimistic, everybody's excited. So I think especially the San Diego State game, we were high on our spirits, we was ready and everything like that. But as the year went on, it's easy to lose focus. It's easy not to be as focused as you were. It's easy to lose attention to details. And I think that's what happened, and it affected our consistency. So some of those games, we looked like totally different teams. I mean, there was games that no doubt we should have won. In my mind, we should have won at least 8 games last year. So if we could just, you know, take and learn from that, I think we'll be okay.
So focusing on leadership, you know, people argue whether it's something you can learn, whether it's innate and inborn in you. And, you know, there's a lot of responsibilities that come with it, whether you want it or not. And so kind of describe to our listeners kind of how difficult it can be. You've got a locker room that when classes are in, you got 120, 125 guys in there. What are some of the things that you do as a leader to try and get everyone on the same page and working towards the same goals? Because it can't be an easy job.
It's definitely not easy. You know, you're dealing with so many different personalities. It's a little harder than other sports, I feel like, just because it's just so many people. But me, I just try and learn from, you know, leaders of the past and how they handle situations, how they went about things. Try and pass on as much of my knowledge of the game that I've learned over these past 3 years. And a lot of guys trust me just because of that. But, you know, I just try and do what's right and you know, like small things like, you know, listening to the coach, being on time to everything, stuff like that, and just try and be an example so that when I do tell them something, you know, it's actually valid.
looking back, high school, Pee Wee football, even any other sports that you played, is this a role you've always found yourself in? Or is it something that's come on later as you've grown and matured as an adult?
I had to kind of get out of my shell when I got to college. So in high school, I was able to more just perform because, you know, if a lot of people that know me know that I'm not very a talkative person. So, but when I got to college, I had to break out of that shell more. And so you won't hear me say a lot, but I know when to talk. So I'm not, you know, when it's necessary, I definitely speak up. And, you know, when I think that it'll help the team, I speak. But I guess kind of it more got into college, but probably my senior year of high school, because I had to be. There was nobody there. The guys that were that before me had left, so it kind of happened my senior year of high school, but it really happened my freshman year when, you know, and I was forced to really talk and communicate on the defense.
You know, you've been around all summer working in the conditioning program. In your case, I believe we've talked before, an internship, and we'll touch on that in a little bit. But a lot of guys end up enrolled in summer school, and you take – couple classes, but you also are working out, conditioning, voluntary activities that you guys are doing to improve. Talk about what it's like. Let our listeners know kind of the time and effort that you guys put in, even during the summer when regular school is not in session.
Yeah, it's definitely not it's not a joke at all. Like, I mean, we spend hours upon hours up here, you know, if not improve, trying to improve our body, trying to improve, you know, our knowledge of the game, our understanding of the defense. You know, we just got a new defensive coordinator. So a lot of people are trying to acclimate to that mentally, and because there's a lot of competition on the field right now. So some guys are putting in extra time. Speaking for me personally, there's been times during the fall where I actually have slept up here, like my whole 8 hours. So I mean, we really put in time. I mean, this film and this weights, this practice, this treatment. God forbid, that's not even mentioning any extra stuff that you want to improve on your game. So, I mean, it's definitely a lot. I feel like, you know, it's hard to describe to somebody unless you've, you know, been around it. Like, I've always – people that's been outside of football that come in and be equipment managers or athletic trainers, they always say that they have a newfound respect for us because, you know, they heard about it, but until you, like, actually get into it, like, you really don't know. But not to knock anybody else is doing, but we definitely put an extremely amount of time into what we do.
So, summer internship. Down Old Shell Road at Spring Hill College, correct?
Right, yeah, that's right.
Working in the strength and conditioning program over there.
Right. Yeah, it's fine.
So, first question is, you know, how did you get the job? Did you get, you know, did Coach Wind help with connections? Did you see something almost like online where you went and applied for a job? Talk about the process of lining up that internship and what you had to do just to be able to do the work.
Well, I'm an exercise science major. Schwinn knows the guy, but I didn't get this because of Schwinn. It actually was a teacher, Dr. Sean Mitchell, that I've had since my freshman day, like for some type of class every single year, just about. And so, I mean, I guess, I don't know, maybe he, you know, I just try and do the right thing. So maybe he just saw that in me and he looked out for me. I told him, you know, I had an intern coming up and, you know, what I need to do. And he said that I would like you to meet Justin Goonan, who's over there. And he looked out for me big time. And so I interviewed with him and he gave me the job on the spot. So, yeah.
kind of a real world interview? Did you go down there in a suit and tie and sit in some offices in front of administrators, or was it a little more casual since you're still an undergraduate student?
No, it was very casual. It was nothing like that. It was, I mean, both of us had shorts and t-shirts on, so it was nothing like big time. I mean, he had already heard from me from Dr. Mitchell, so he kind of already knew, and Dr. Mitchell, I guess, highly recommended me to him. So
tell me about a typical day in the summer that involved the internship. So first off, you know, how many days a week were you down there, or about how many hours a week did you spend? And when you were down on their campus working in that program, what were your responsibilities? What did you do?
Okay, so first, normally we have some type of conditioning or some type of movement prep in the morning. So I would come up here, run or do whatever we had to do with Schwinn. Then I would leave at about 9 o'clock, get there as soon as I can, work anywhere from 3 to 5 hours, just depending on what time or if we had weights that day. Leave straight from there, go to weights. Sometimes we would have meetings actually before we even ran. So have meetings, run, then go to intern, then come back and lift weights. So that was normally what I would do. As far as responsibilities go, sometimes I work with some clients. Justin have Spring Hill is not quite like us. They don't require their athletes to come to summer workouts. So I really didn't work with too many athletes this summer. I probably will this fall. But, you know, cleaning up equipment. But, you know, most of the stuff I did get was working with Justin's clients while he was gone.
But you do. You are going to be there this fall around your football schedule here, and maybe involved in some teams on that end.
Yeah, well, I'm like 98% graduated, so like I really don't have any classes to take. I'm actually free Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I only have 3 hours, you know, that I have to get. So that, I think that equals up to 125 for the whole entire semester, which would be pretty easy to get. And I only have two other classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so. It won't be too big of a deal. For the most part, all my academic stuff is pretty much out the way. So for my senior year, I'll be happy to just kind of really focus on football.
So I was going to ask them, with a lighter class load, and I imagine this is the first season you've had that, you know, how do you see it affecting your ability to prepare? How much do you think it'll help you on the field that most of your academic work's behind you?
I've always put a lot of time into football. Like, I've stayed up here to midnight with GAs, and I've slept up here. So, but I feel like now that I might not, I could put those hours in without maybe having to do all that. So it's going to be lighter on me that way. I feel like maintaining body weight and keeping strength, so I'll be able to get extra workouts in just because I have more time. I'll be able to eat, you know, probably better than I did, you know, those previous years. So take care of my body. So a lot of stuff like that maybe you don't get to do until you get to the next level, some of those things I'll be able to do.
So we touched on it before, talking about the summer day in general, and you said you come up here and there's some meetings and you watch some film. People who watch football, follow the program, and any other team on a regular basis will always hear coaches talking about X's and O's and film. And when you're in there, describe to our listeners what you do watching film, how you go about it, what you're looking for. What's that process like? Because it sounds so generic when coaches bring it up, but I think there's a little more detail to it than people realize.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more detail to it than, you know, you would realize. Actually, outside of, like, film, I try not to watch football just because I start to watch it like film and tire myself out. But, no, you're always thinking of, okay, I got this play, but what do I do when this motions and this happens and this happens and this happens? Because offenses are going to shift and motion and do different things to try and fool you before the play even starts. And then on top of that, you know, you got a guy running a 4-4 at you. You know, you don't have a lot of time to think. So things have to be instinctual. Things have to be engraved in your head to a point where, I mean, it's just instincts and you just do it. And then on top of that, like, when you get older and you know more about the game, you can focus on very small hints, you know, like judging when the quarterback snaps the ball. I mean, judging whether a guard is, or a tackle is going to pull just based off his stance, judging whether pass or run based off offensive lineman stance, judging what routes they're going to run based off the receiver's alignment from the nearest offensive line. So, I mean, it's just stuff like that, small details. How far away from the quarterback is the – how far away from the quarterback is the running back line? And, I mean, it's stuff like that that eventually, after you get a year or two of experience, you'll be able to focus on and help you play that much faster. So there's things this year that, I mean, I'll be all over on top of just because – just small details that offensive coordinators sometimes overlook. Like, you know, offensive coordinator, sometimes he forgets to tell his offensive lineman, well, you know, on pass, don't change up your stance. And, I mean, if I see that, like, I automatically know it's pass, and, I mean, that's going to help me.
Was it here where you really watched film for the first time that in-depth, or was that something that you guys did a lot of in high school?
Nah, in high school, like, I hate to say this, like, you know, to a media guy or just out loud, but in high school, in my senior year, just because I was better than a lot of people, I used to actually sleep through film sessions. But my freshman year, Coach Kevin Scherer, he really set me down and just taught me, you know, what to do, how to watch film, even on different programs and stuff like that, what to do. So, yeah, I kind of learned from him.
All right, so as we head into the start of fall camp and the upcoming season, what are you most excited about?
I'm just most excited about how everybody's taking to the new defense, how everybody is excited about what they're doing. There seems to be a lot more enthusiasm. Just a refreshed team. We've been working extremely hard in the weight room, learning the defense. So I'm just excited to see. There's a lot of competition on the field. I feel like it's making everybody better. So I'm very excited to see all that.
Afraid to put any goals out there in public? Is that something you guys do internally, or is it something that that you can tell us, here's what we'd really like to do this fall?
I mean, I never have looked at myself as an underdog, and I never have set light goals for myself. I know that I always go into a year, no matter what happened last year or what happened the game before, is being the champion. So definitely Sun Belt champion, and I want to get back to a bowl game and definitely win it.
All right. Well, we are closing in on meetings this afternoon, so we're going to hit what we're going to call a two-minute warning here with Roman Buchanan, and just some quick answers if you don't mind, Roman. First is what's your favorite sport outside of football?
Basketball.
You have a favorite team you follow?
Cavaliers.
Is that a favorite team or a favorite player?
More of a favorite player, LeBron James.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
SEC Championship, LSU versus Tennessee. I can't remember quite what year. I think it was 2007 when they went to the national championship.
What's a sporting event that you've never been to that you'd like to attend?
Most professional sports, NFL, MLB, NBA, never been to. So that would be big to go to that.
You have a spot that you would take a dream vacation to when you finally get out of school and maybe make some money?
That's a hard one, but I'll probably take some like type of hunting trip to like Africa or Canada or something big like that.
What's your favorite movie?
Django.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
He's a rapper named T.I.
Final question for you. In the Roman Buchanan story, who plays Roman Buchanan?
Django.
This has been Inside Jag Nation with Roman Buchanan this week. Roman, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this season.
Thanks for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!